Okay, Joe Vitale here. Welcome to number two in the teleseminar series on how to attract a new car. I've got a couple remarkable guests coming up for us, and I just wanted to make some opening comments. First of all, at this point, some of you probably already even have your car. I know a lot of people are going to the website and posting what they're looking for, and some people are posting what they've already found. And if you don't know about that website, it's at attractorfactor.com/calls, C-A-L-L-S. So that's www.attractorfactor, like the book, attractorfactor.com, C-O-M, / C-A-L-L-S. And you'll see a blog there that Laura Childs has set up. And you can post what you're looking for so we all support each other in attracting the car of your dreams. And then when you do attract the car of your dreams, go on in there and tell the world how you did it, how it came about in whatever magical way that it manifested for you. I also wanted to mention a couple things. One is you're probably at various levels. You may have some doubts about how this is working. You may have some doubts about getting the car or how it will manifest in your life. And that's all part of the process. You know, in the book, The Attractor Factor, which I hope you all have by now, we do talk about the missing step. And the missing step for me is that clearing process where you get clear of any of the beliefs that are in the way of you having this car or anything else that you're trying to attract into your life. And you want to be at the place where you are just playfully desiring this car. You're not attached to it. You won't die without it, but it would be a real hoot. It would be a lot of fun to have it, to drive it, to show it. That's the spirit that you want to have as you go into this manifestation process. And if you're at the point where you think, well, this isn't going to work for me, that's fine. That's simply a belief that you can choose to address. And you might want to look at that belief or any belief that comes up and ask yourself, do you really believe it? And if you do, that's okay. What you can do next is say, why do I believe it? And then some sort of reasoning will come up. It'll be a story from the past or something you've heard or some other belief that you've bought into. And again, you can question that. And what you're doing with this gentle, loving, inquisitive process is taking the legs out from under any belief that's keeping you from attracting the car of your dreams. Now, again, you don't even have to do the clearing process if you're having a blast. If you've picked out your car and you're imagining what it would be like to have it, and you know that it's on the way to you in whatever form it's going to come to you, then just delight in that process and don't worry about anything. Just enjoy every moment of your day. And before I get to my first guest here to talk about a few things, I want to also mention how this process works for me personally. I was interviewed earlier today, and somebody asked me how I do the manifestation process. How do I attract something like a car into my life? What would I do and what have I done in the past? And I began to tell him about an author that I've been reading, and I mentioned this author in my book, The Attractor Factor. His name was Neville, N-E-V-I-L-L-E. Neville was his name. Neville Goddard was his last name. He wrote several books like Resurrection and Out of This World and The Law and the Promise and Awakened Imagination. He was very popular in the 50s and 60s. He died in the 70s. He's considered a bit of a mystic, and I am, for whatever reasons, really drawn to him today. If you can get your hands on a copy of a book called Resurrection or another book called Immortal Man, you can read those and get a sense of what he's all about. And what I do is a type of process that Neville taught. In fact, I call it in The Attractor Factor, Nevilleizing your goal. So here's what I do. I'm also looking for a new car just like you are. And some of you have already picked out your cars, like the lady earlier in New Zealand told me exactly what she's looking for, right down to the color and the make and the model. And right now, I'm in the process where I'm wondering, well, what would be the really fun car for me to have? As a lot of you know, I have a BMW Z3. And they don't even make the Z3 anymore, so it's become a collectible car for me, and I'm very proud to have it. And I look at it and just feel wonderful. It's just an exhilarating experience to own the car as well as to drive it. So I thought, well, maybe I'll look at another BMW. So here's one of the things I do to nevilleize my goal, and you can probably do it with any car. Let's see if this is possible. So I go online to the BMW website, which is at bmwusa.com. So at the BMWUSA.com site, I start exploring all the different cars, and they have the 3 Series, the 5 Series, the 6 Series, and I just picked one that looked really luxurious. It's the 6 Series. So I look at the 6 Series car, and I think, well, that's really nice. What kind of color and so forth, which make and model would I want? So I picked the 6 Series, and then this website, and I'm hoping most car dealerships are starting to do this, but this particular website allows you to build your own BMW online. Now, this is really important because it helps you nebulize your goal. It helps you get into the process of feeling what it would be like to have this car right now. So I go to BMWUSA.com. I pick the 6 Series. I pick the 645 CI Coupe. And again, this is just a unique thing for me. It's not necessarily the car that you would want. And then I pick the item that says build your 645 CI Coupe. I click on it, and then it starts asking me what color do you want the car to be. And it starts with the exterior colors. Well, blue is my favorite color, so I'd pick Mystic Blue Metallic. Suddenly, there's the car in Mystic Blue Metallic. By the magic of the Internet and the technology on the website, they're able to adjust the picture on my screen. I'm now looking at the exact car that I want with the color that I want. Then it asks me what kind of inside color that do you want, and this gives me a couple choices, and I pick which one I want. Then it asks me what trim I want, and I won't go through the whole process here, but you get a sense of what this is like. And I'm hoping most of the car manufacturers are wise enough to do that for all the different models that you might be wanting. So I go online, I pick my car, I build my car, and then I'm looking on the screen, on my computer, at the car of my dreams, because it's my color, it's the make I've made out, it has everything inside of it. I've picked the sound system I want, I've picked the wheels that I want, I've done all of this. Now I'm looking at the screen, and it is a complete, accurate visualization of what I want. So here's where it becomes very crucial in attracting the car into my life. This is where the manifestation process kicks into high gear. What I do next is imagine myself owning it right now. This was Neville's key point in his early talks. He said what you need to do is not just visualize having a car, for example, or a house or a spouse or better health or more money. You don't just visualize that. That's what we've all done in the past, and it will start to attract those items to you. But if you really want to put this into turn the afterburners on and make this an accelerated process, what you want to do is pretend that you already have the thing you want to attract right now. So, in terms of your own car, what would it be like if you owned it right now? In my case, I'd look out the window, and I'd see the car parked downstairs. And I'd lean forward like I'm doing right now in my chair, and I'd think, wow, that is a beautiful car, and that's mine. And then I'd reach over, and I'd pick up the keys, and I'd hold the keys in my hand. And then I'd walk downstairs, and I'd put the key in the door lock, or it would have automatic locks, of course. I'd push the button, and it would unlock. I'd open the door, I'd slide in, I'd feel the leather against my back and my legs, I'd smell the new car leather as I'm inside of this car, I'd reach forward, I'd hold the steering wheel, I'd feel that grip in my hand, I'd take that key, I'd slide it into the ignition, I'd turn it, I'd feel my hands turning it, I'd feel the car come on, I'd hear the engine come alive and make that roar that says, yep, I'm ready to run, all the horses are alive, and we're saddled and we're ready to go, and I'll turn on the AC, I'm in Texas, and I'll probably turn on the AC to cool off, and I'll feel that blow against my face. I'll reach over and turn on the music, probably with one button. I've got a satellite playing, or I've got a CD playing, and it'll be my favorite music, and suddenly I'm feeling it, and I'm hearing it. The whole point of this is to feel it as if you have it right now. It's almost a hallucination. It's almost something that is so real, you don't need it to happen. That's how real it is. This is what I call Nevilleizing your goal, and it's based on the work of Neville. And if you want to know more about Neville, there's a website. I think it's at www.realneville.com. Realneville.com. I'm probably mispronouncing his name, but you're getting the drift of what I'm talking about here. And the essence of my message is to attract the new car that you want, or to attract anything else that you want, using the principles we're talking about in this 5-week teleseminars based on the attractor factor. You want to feel as if you already have the item you want to attract. Feel it right now to the degree that it's a hallucination and you can't tell if you don't have it or not. That's how much you want to feel it. Now, with that said, let me find out if my first guest is on the call. Is Kevin Coyne here?
I'm here, Joe.
Oh, good, Kevin. Kevin, are you ready to talk about some of the things that you've done with the attractor factor?
Absolutely.
All right, let me give you a short intro here. For the past several years, Kevin Coyne has helped business owners improve their lives and increase their income. Kevin has owned several businesses and has shared his marketing expertise with business owners from Texas to Hawaii. In just one session, Kevin has helped business owners become more efficient, create new ideas for additional sales, or improve cash flow. Recently, Kevin helped one client improve his cash flow by over $30,000 in just 5 minutes. Kevin has been fortunate to work with some of the great coaches in sports and in the business world. He has worked for Jerry Sloan, Utah Jazz, Doug Collins, TNT Sports, Washington Wizards, Chicago Bulls, and Chicago Bulls general manager John Paxson, as well as several NBA players. Just last week, he spent the day with one of the great coaches of all time, Coach K of Duke University. In his quest to improve himself and those around him, Kevin is now implementing the attractor factor. Since reading the book and following the steps, Kevin has acquired a brand new car, more business, and tickets to 3 different sold-out events. Kevin, tell us how you did it.
Following your steps, Joe.
Tell me the story.
Let me tell you a story about the car. On April 3rd, our van with 150,000 miles decided to die in Houston on our way back from a cruise. And I knew something was up because I had 2 teenage boys and my significant other, Doris, and driving back and stuck on the road on a hot Sunday in Houston and finding a tow truck, et cetera, is not normally a good experience. But unbelievably, everybody was calm. Nobody panicked. Even the kids, the teenagers, we were very calm. We ended up, the car was dead, not worth fixing. We rented a van, and we drove home. On April 5th, the attractor factor was released. And one of the things I did that day was I looked at the bonuses, and one of the bonuses I saw was how to buy a used car. And I opened that up, and I read it a little bit, but I'll be honest, I didn't get into it. I didn't print it out, but I saw that, hey, maybe I'll be able to use that, and I set it aside. So for about 2 weeks, Doris and I, we couldn't figure out exactly what we want. One of our businesses is a delivery business, so for us, a van was important. So we weren't clear. Should we get the gas prices are up. Should we get something small that's gas efficient? So we get a used car, a used van, a new van. We were kind of leaning towards a used one, and we just weren't clear. On the 16th of April, which is a Saturday, we spent all day out, a typical car buying experience. And by that I mean frustration, deception. We spent all day. And we finally gave up, went home after spending all day just totally frustrated, wondering what are we going to do. On the 17th, which was a Sunday, it was a very nice 75-degree day. I went out by the pool. I took the attractor factor out there, which I had read some of it, but I read it. I didn't take the steps. And I also printed out the Tom and Penelope Pauly report on how to get the used car you want for a price you love. I went through the steps in the attractor factor and also some of the steps in the used car you want, but I said, you know what, I haven't had a new car just for me in a while. And from our frustrating experience, I know for just a little more, I think I can get somebody to get me a new car. So I focused in. We really did need a minivan because of my teenage boys and because of our delivery business. And I got and this was one of the things I think I'm learning, is that you have to be very, very specific. And I got very, very specific in all the features. Things like you said, Joe, is a, you know, the color, what type of features I wanted on it. So I did all that, relaxed. And the other thing I learned from reading this is I just kind of let it go. After that, I didn't worry about it. I said, things will take care of itself. I kind of put it out in the universe, as you would say, Joe, and just released it. 2 days later, an emergency business situation came up, and I had to go visit a customer. I was in a rent-a-car. There's no reason, all of a sudden, this hasn't happened in probably 2 years this particular situation came up, especially where this customer was. As I'm driving back to get back on the expressway to return to my office, I'm driving right by a dealer, and I'll be specific. We were looking for a Town & Country LX minivan, silver. Here's a Town & Country dealer. I pull into the used parking lot. Here's still thinking used. Pull in. Guy comes out. Let me show you. Oh, I got a great deal. Shows me what he has. Said no thanks. Pulled out. Pulled across the street. Now, I went in there. I walked in, and it's a Tuesday morning, 10 o'clock in the morning. Not exactly a busy car selling time. I walk in. I'm in there 5 or 10 minutes. Nobody even comes to talk to me. I'm thinking, you know, normally I'd be thinking, you know, I'm it, that's it, I'm out of here. I don't have the patience. But something said, stick around, do some. So I went outside. I took a walk. I went over and saw in the vans. And I just started looking. I'm still out there 5 or 10 minutes before somebody came by and said, is someone helping you? And I said, no. And as I said, normally I would be now seething if I'm still there, or I would have left. But something kind of felt just hang. Finally, a woman salesperson came out. She said, well, here's something I have. I didn't mention anything about color. And the first one she took me to when I described what I was looking for was a silver Town & Country LX van.
Very nice.
And so we took it for a ride. Beautiful. It's a new car. Now, the price was more than I wanted to spend and more than I identified 2 days earlier. When we got done, and I came back and I said, I really wasn't prepared to buy a car today. I just happened to be here. I told her, this is what I've been looking for, but if you can get close to this in a new vehicle, I'd be happy to, you know, we can do a deal. I went home, told Doris about it. She wanted to go back that day. She couldn't do it that day. So the next day we called. We went back and forth on the phone. Bottom line is Friday we went back to the dealer after a couple phone calls. Not only did we get it, we got it at the price I had written down, which was actually less than the used car their sister company wanted to sell me. It was less than the used car price.
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, congratulations. I didn't know that punchline.
Yes. So it was just a complete package, and, you know, I'm a witness of this. It works. But I think the learning part was being very specific, and then the letting go and, you know, having the belief, and then just kind of the letting go, because I did. I just let it go. I didn't even think about it. After I, you know, after that Sunday afternoon, I took my notebook, set it aside, and it's my daily journal. I take it with me, but I didn't even, I just let it go. I put it out there. And
I love how you said that. I almost think we can summarize the whole process to write it down specifically and then let it go.
Yes.
Write it down with detail, and I would say nevelizing it, write it down with detail as if you already own the thing, and then let it go. Go about your life. And then somehow or other, the universe orchestrates itself and puts you in positions and leads people and things to you to have it manifest. And it sounds ridiculously oversimplified, but it seems like that's the process.
It works. I'm testifying that it works, you know. And
can you give me a quick example of how you got a ticket to a sold-out event? That
well,
sounds interesting.
Part of what I did was is started the process, the 30-day intentional. Help me that, Joe. I'm forgetting
the phrase. Intentional meditation that's in the back of the Attractor Factor.
Right.
I'm doing a meditation for 30 days, going into that space, but with an intention So it's kind of like putting your order in with the universe. You go to you go into a meditative state where you are at one with the universe, more or less, but you go into it with this intention for something to be manifested. So that's it in a nutshell. It's explained in the back of the Attractor Factor, and I have a website at intentionalmeditationfoundation.com, intentionalmeditationfoundation.com. Go ahead, Kevin.
Well, that was, you know, that, and I know you're, from listening and reading some of the things you've written before, Joho, you know, setting an intention is very important.
Yeah.
And Terry Levine, who I've learned a lot from coaching, having her coach me, is very also setting intention. So in the last few weeks, just by coincidence, Jimmy Buffett, who is Doris's all-time favorite, is playing in Wrigley Field in September. And being from Chicago, that's, you know, it was an easy one for us to go. We can stay with friends, et cetera. It's Labor Day weekend, and it was impossible. But I got online, and I got tickets. Sounds simple, but they were sold out in 15 minutes.
Oh.
So Paul McCartney, I just set an intention, and somebody led me to a website where I got in on a presale.
Nice.
And I got tickets to Paul McCartney, and I just set the intention the day before, and I started feeling, I said, you know, I just started to believe, and I set an intention that this was going to happen. And the last part of this, which goes beyond getting tickets, but my son, who's 13, is a big basketball fan, a big Mavericks fan, and his dream was to, you know, go to a Mavericks playoff game. And so Friday, I was able to acquire two tickets to the seventh game of the Mavericks and the Houston Rockets, and he had tears in his eyes when I told him, you know, we were going to go. And
awesome.
He will always, you know, that's one of those things he will always
remember
that
experience. I know exactly what you mean, and I've got shivers thinking about that. Congratulations. I know he's got that's a dramatic life-changing moment for him. Wow.
Yes. So it's, I think just setting it, you know, again, we say it's simplified, but really setting an intention and starting a belief. But also for all three of those, I was not desperate.
Mm-hmm.
I never had this desperation feeling that I've got to get these tickets.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, you know, if it's meant to be, it'll happen. I believe it'll happen. And of course you have to take some action for those things to occur. And I did, but it was like, I had this feeling if it didn't happen, that would have been okay too.
Well, I think you just gave us a couple more important clues, because I also tell people repeatedly that you have to take action. I call it inspired action in the book, which is different to me than just taking any old action that occurs to you. It's the action that's based on the nudge within yourself. It's bubbling up from your connection to the universe, if you will. It's your spirit connecting to the great spirit, and it's nudging you to go and check out a car lot or make a phone call or to buy a book or to attend a seminar. Whatever that is, your job is to act on it and honor it. And then the other element of success, the other insight, is not being desperate, because that energy of desperation creates more desperation. What you're sending out is this vibe, if you will, this feeling. If you look at it from what I described earlier about nebulizing your goal, the thing that you're feeling is what's going to get manifested. So if you are feeling desperate, what you're going to manifest or attract in your life is more desperation. You want to come from that detached feeling that says, it would be great to have this car. It would be great to have these tickets. It would be great to be able to take my son to such and such. But none of us are going to die if it doesn't happen. It would just be wonderful if it did. That state of detached wanting, that detached intention, is a part of the secret to the attraction process. Kevin, what kind of website do you want to give out?
I've got focusedaction.com, which is my book that I just completed last year.
Yes, great book.
And then I'll give you the shortcut to my main business marketing site. It's 22coach.com, 22coach.com, and that's a shortcut for you for VIP Coaching International.
22, what was it again?
Coach, C-O-A-C-E. C-O-A-C-H.
Gotcha.
22coach. .com. That's the shortcut for VIP Coaching International.
And then the other one for your book is focusedaction.com.
Focusedaction.com.
Got it. Kevin, thank you very much. Say hi to Doris, and I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for all your help. Thanks for the book.
You are welcome. Talk to you later.
Okay.
Bob, are you online? I am. Oh, wonderful. This is going to be a treat as well. Bob Doyle is the creator and facilitator of the Wealth Beyond Reason program, which is a very in-depth online curriculum on the law of attraction. Aside from giving the basic fundamentals of the law of attraction, including the actual physics of this incredibly powerful principle, Bob spends most of his time focusing on the real-world application of the law of attraction because he realizes that while intellectually understanding these principles is a good start, we all have years of resistance and limiting beliefs that can make this work a little tricky at times. Bob's background in the personal development industry dates back to the late 90s when his company Boundless Living released their Flight Waves Brainwave Synchronization CD, which is still on the market today, and a part of the Wealth Beyond Reason program. Bob is also a veteran broadcaster, music composer, and author, but his real passion is the law of attraction and helping people to realize its full potential in their lives, no matter what their starting point or current beliefs may be. Bob, I'm so glad to have you on the phone, because we're probably, as I open this thing talking about this evening, at that point where some people, and you probably heard, they're calling from all over the planet. There are people calling, it's 2 in the morning in Sweden and Germany and Switzerland. They're up. They're calling us.
Yeah.
And some of these people are feeling frustration, some doubts. Some are in that magic place where, yeah, I know the car's coming. I've already picked it out. And some people, like Kevin, got the car. But some of us don't. So what would you, how would you handle this for where we're at this point?
Well, you know, I think the approach that I usually take when getting people involved in implementing these principles is to first know that they do have a fundamental understanding of the physics behind it. Because I know me, very left brain, very analytical, I spent my whole life being very skeptical. And while all of this sounded like a great idea and I wanted to believe it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I would tell people I believe it. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
I get that. Yes. Oh, I totally believe that. But what I'm vibrating at an level of energy was something totally different. And so you have to, first of all, well, I did anyway, if you're coming from that kind of background, you do have to understand a little something about the physics of how the law of attraction works so that you take it out of this sort of new age and metaphysical concept idea, you know, realm into, hey, look, this is science. There's nothing magical about it. It seems miraculous, and it's incredible. And if you get your arms around it, your life can change in an instant, yes. But that doesn't mean that it's not true. I mean, it's an unseen force like gravity. We don't doubt gravity. Law of attraction in mainstream conversation is a relatively new thing. So and that's who I'm really trying to talk to through the Wealth Beyond Reason program is those doubters or those people who've been seeking and seeking and seeking. I mean, I can't tell you how many people say, I have been a seeker for, you know, 30 years, and I'm really looking for my breakthrough. And so these are the people that I'm talking to, the people who are frustrated because they've been working with maybe not the law of attraction, but similar principles or self-improvement in general. They've been trying to create a life they desire, and they're just not getting there.
So how do you work with them?
Well, first, like I said, we lay the scientific foundation and say, look, first, let's eliminate all doubt of the science of it, okay, so that you can say, okay, this is not it's not a leap of faith I'm taking here. I can see how vibration works. I can see that when we break it down into energy, I can understand how the law of attraction is basically this. Anything you are going to attract into your experience of reality, that which with you are in vibrational resonance. Now, that sounds all kind of out there, but when you understand that we are, and everything is, our thoughts are the dog, you know, our cars, it's all energy, you know, and we are too, and that there are laws that energy follows that are put in place by the creator, if you will. Okay, one of those most important laws is that when two things are in vibrational resonance, they attract with one another. Now, it's not always so obvious because some of these things our brains are very limited, and it's hard to try and understand the complexities of quantum physics and all the stuff that's going on at energy level, but we don't have to. We just have to understand that if we can get, and you've said it so many times, if we can get into vibrational resonance with what we want, we will attract it. Now, how do we do that? What's our indicator of what our vibrational resonance is? And this is what you've said over and over and over on the call tonight. It's your feelings. They are your indicator. What am I vibrating? Is it good? Do I feel good? Do I feel bad? this is what you're attracting. And if you want to see evidence of what you're attracting in your life, just look around you. Most of us attract by default. We don't understand that we have a conscious control over this. We don't understand that just by simply shifting our feelings, our working with our belief systems, that we can change our external reality. We're looking at things, physical objects, cars, for a great example, as reality, as something that's solid and out of our control. And nothing could be further from the truth. Nothing can be allowed into our experience unless we allow it. So when it comes to attracting a car or anything else, it all comes down to what do you allow and what do you resist at a level of energy. And that all happens through your feelings. So if you're frustrated, if you have an intellectual understanding of the law of attraction and you do all these exercises, you get these books and you know, I'm making my list, Bob, what's going on? You know, but there's that feeling of frustration. That feeling of frustration is your predominant vibration. Okay, you can't look at the law of attraction. Law of attraction in your life cannot be a program that you're doing. It has to be how you live. Because if you approach the law of attraction work with this, I'm going to spend an hour a day on it. I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to go back to quote-unquote reality. You're basically reversing any order you displaced with the universe. I'm sure, you know, you understand that. It's like, you know, if you get into a meditative state and you were talking about nebulizing things.
Yeah.
And part of our program is our experiential meditation, which is all about that. It induces the meditative state and gets you into that feeling on every sensory level of having it now, of seeing it, tasting it if it's appropriate, hearing it, feeling it, every sensory level for the entire duration of that meditation. But if you get out of the meditation, you go, okay, now back to reality and back to my crappy job and all this, you've just undone it. And that's how most people carry around. Now, it's not going to be an overnight thing, and people who are frustrated have to understand that when you make a conscious decision to change how you feel and you want to attract something different, generally speaking, it's not going to be an overnight thing, even though to the universe it certainly could be. It certainly could be, but you are the deciding factor ultimately. But, you know, your brain is wired in a certain way. You're going to have certain thoughts. You're going to have to work on easing from, let's say, a poverty consciousness into an extreme example to one of wealth consciousness. You're going to have to go from believing that a car is a big thing and how would I attract a big, maybe I could attract a dollar, but how can I attract a car? You're going to have to ease into the reality of the situation is to the universe, it doesn't make any difference. It's all just energy. You can attract whatever you can bring yourself in vibrational resonance with. There is no big and small in reality. It's just that's our perception of it. And so, you know, in our program and what you really need to do is release any of that resistance around what you think is too big or that you don't deserve it.
How do they release the resistance? Can you give us the Cliff Notes version?
The Cliff Notes version you discussed in your call last week, I understand you talked with Brad Gates, right?
Yes. Yeah.
There are several techniques for releasing. The Sedona method I know you like. I like the Sedona method too. EFT, though, is my favorite because for me, it works very fast. EFT stands, for those who haven't heard the call from last week, stands for the Emotional Freedom Technique. And if you look at somebody doing it and you don't know what it is, you know, you're going to think they're a wacko because they're tapping on various points of their body and so on. But it's based on energy work that Chinese medicine that's been around for literally thousands of years, acupuncture and so on. Any negative emotion in our body is a disruption in our energy system, and we can balance that. We can change that. It's a very simple process. But that energy, that negative emotion and those limiting beliefs, those are what are the resistance to the things that you desire. If you say, I want this car, and you're building it online, which I did too for my car. I think that's a great technique.
What car were you building?
It was a Mercedes.
Beautiful.
It took me a year because I started this process very early in my work in the law of attraction. I had tons of resistance to deal with. And so, you know, this is what I would do. I would look at this list and I'd say, boy, I can get into the feeling. And then immediately my mind and my feelings would go to, but it's too big. How would I do it? How can I afford those payments? I'm da-da-da-da. You know, how could I? And that is the trouble that most people get into because they trust the universe to a point. And then they say, well, I got to be realistic about this. I mean, how am I going to do this? You nailed it with inspired action, which is a term that I use too, and I may have gotten it from you originally years ago, but that's exactly what it is. You know, you don't have to figure things out. And, in fact, the more that you try to figure out how you're going to attract a car, the harder it's going to be. It will come to you. As long as you spend your time getting into vibrational resonance with that feeling of having it now, it can't be that you're going to get it, because then you're perpetually going to be getting it, because I think that's what I did for that amount of time. I had to make the decision, no, now is the time. You know, now is the time. I'm going to go drive it, and I did. And I said, I can totally get into this is my car. It felt right. It was everything I wanted. And I drove off with it that day for a price much less than I thought, but it was the price that I said, you know, I just kind of threw it out there. Well, I really wanted to pay this. And he said, you know, give me a minute, you know, and he came back. And it was done. It was done. I mean, it happened within like 45 minutes. Once I made the decision, once I realized, hey, this is mine, the universe will provide. I totally, by that time, I totally trusted the process. You know.
Let me interrupt for a second, Bob, because when you said it took you a year to get it, I want to make sure that people don't lock onto that as a belief. Because there are people that are listening from all over the world, and most of them have not done this attraction process, or used the law of attraction, or done energy work, or even at this point used any of the principles in the Attractor Factor, the book itself. So when they're going to create a new car, I don't want them to latch on to the fact that, oh, it took Bob, who's a specialist in energy work here, and he teaches wealth beyond reason. It took him a year, so it's got to take me that, or it's going to take me longer. I want to make sure I interrupt that so that you don't lock in on that and you realize that you can manifest the car in 45 minutes. You can do it in less time, much like Bob just said, once he made the decision and everything was in alignment, he went, test drove, got the car, got it for the money that he wanted, and did it in 45 minutes. That's more of the belief to lock on to.
That's exactly right. I'm really glad you said that, because it can happen. But my whole point is that it can happen in an instant.
Yes, yes, yes.
It can happen in an instant. However, we as human beings have been raised with this limiting belief that, oh, you got to work hard. You know, I came from a background of, you know, a single parent, always struggling for money. There was never enough. I mean, I had 30-something years of ingrained beliefs about money, that it was impossible, virtually impossible to make. And God forbid you should love your work, you know, to make your money. So I was dealing with all of those things, too, and all sorts of resistance around, well, what would my family think, you know, if I had this car? So, you know, I dealt with it on my own, in my own way. But to the universe, it doesn't make any difference. And at that time, I wasn't using EFT. I didn't know how to release resistance and things like that. Things come so much quicker now because I know how to release the resistance at the level of energy, because that's all it is. When you're clear on what you want, you can get into the feeling. And as the way that EFT works, just briefly, because I don't want to rehash, you know, last week's thing, but if you can feel that resistance, the minute you say, okay, this is the car that I want, some kind of feeling is going to boil up in you. Either it's, you know, unlimited excitement, which is great because now that car is zooming towards you, or you've got these feelings of, but, you know, and that's resistance. And that's the time to start doing this or some other process on your resistance. And it can happen. You can release it in, you know, seconds, depending on the person. I mean, some people it might take a little longer, just a little persistence, but nothing like, oh, I need years of therapy or, you know, all this, you know, the mountains have got to move. It's not like that at all. It can happen in an instant. You can release this because once you understand we're all energetic beings, everything is energy, and you just kind of, you know, it's like, so I was doing an interview with somebody the other day, and they called it like a force field, and that's exactly what it is. You've got this force field of resistance around you. Your desire is like 4 feet ahead of you, but it hits this little resistance that you may or may not know is there on a conscious level. You think you're doing everything right, but all you got to do is just, you know, kind of look at it. Be honest with how you're feeling. You know, don't try and kid yourself. I think that's a piece of advice that I hope that you'll hear. Don't, you know, the law of attraction in this work isn't about fooling yourself and saying, oh, yeah, I believe it, when you really don't, because your predominant vibration knows. And that's what you're going to attract. So if you've got these types of feelings of doubt, be honest with yourself. Allow them to be there, because the more you resist, the more they will persist, right? So if you can let them be there and say, and it's okay that I feel that way. Of course I feel this way. This is how I was raised my whole life. And I can choose now to believe something different. And just think how much greater I feel to feel this way and to have these beliefs. And then everything changes. Literally, everything changes. As long as you don't immediately go back to looking at the evidence around you that you have attracted up to this point and say, oh, no, wait, this is my reality. Because wherever you are right now, it is perfect that you're there. Mm. It's perfect because you've attracted appropriately. You may not like it, You know, it may not be what you thought you've been wanting all this time, but it is what you've been attracting. And knowing that gives you incredible power and freedom, because now you can say, okay, well, somewhere in me, I am perpetuating this. I'm looking at it every day. I'm looking at this stack of bills going, how am I going to pay these things? I'm looking at my car breaking down the driveway going, how can I possibly afford a new one? And that is your persistent vibration, and that is what you'll continue to attract. But knowing that gives you the power to use a process like Joe's or and several others that are out there that gets you into vibrational resonance with what you do want. Joe says to use what you don't want as a launching pad, but you don't just keep looking at what you don't want. You can't do that, because as long as you do that, you'll continue to attract it. And it sounds so hard at first, but how can I? It's all around me. The evidence is all around me. The creditors are calling, you know. So, but it's just a little step-by-step process. You let yourself ease into it. You allow yourself to take as long as you need. And the more that you allow yourself to take as long as you need, as long as you, the more you say no time limits, the faster it will actually occur.
Yes. That's an important element right there. Let me mention a couple things and let you catch your breath for a second. You mentioned the EFT and Brad Yates, who was one of my guests last week. I'm having Brad come on again next Wednesday for the third in our series on how to attract a new car, because a lot of people have voiced some of their belief concerns. One person in particular, and I'd like you to address this in a minute too, Bob, if you would like to, said that feeling that they created their own reality was terrifying to them, because they felt that that was enormous power that was now in their own hands, and they felt like they were not up for it. So I wanted to mention that. We'll talk about that in a second. I also wanted to mention that Carol Tuttle is another friend who does EFT herself, and she has a short video on her website where you can be walked through the EFT process, because you just go to her website, and I'll give it to you in a second. You click on the video, and you can actually have a clearing process online watching her do the EFT, the tapping, and so forth. So you can do some releasing and belief work tonight, right after this call. Go to www.caroltuttlelearningcenter.com. www.caroltuttlelearningcenter.com. caroltuttlelearningcenter.com, and you can see a EFT demonstration and just follow what she's doing. And it's a demonstration to help you get clear to allow more money into your life. So Brad Yates will come on next week to help you get clear. You can go to Carol tonight at caroltuttlelearningcenter.com. And then, Bob, I'd like to know if you get a response to that person who was kind of speaking for a lot of people. They're hearing this whole concept of you create your own reality, you're totally responsible for everything that's going on in your life. Now they're terrified. now they're frightened to death.
Well, again, that's all going to be a result of how they were raised, what their belief systems have been up to this point. You know, when they suddenly see that, yes, I can see where that would take them aback, and it could seem overwhelming. And then some people say, well, you know, and then they get defensive. Well, I didn't create this. You know, but you're going to have to give all that up if you want to attract intentionally. You know, if you stand cross-armed at the universe and say, no, then it's just going to perpetuate. You may feel safe, though. Some people just don't feel safe having that kind of responsibility in their life, and they will probably never let it go, and they will just continue to live in their shell. And that's their choice. If it's laid out in front of them and they see it, And it's too intimidating for them, they have a choice at that point, especially if they know about things like releasing techniques. They can choose to go through the process of trying to release this fear around that, because it's a very simple process, and you can certainly do it. And you'll probably uncover all sorts of other cool things about yourself and release all sorts of other negative beliefs if you do that. Or they can say, I'm not going to. Their choice.
Yeah, it all does come down to a choice, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's not my purpose to convince anybody of the law of attraction power. It's not, or that it exists, and it's not my intention to make people, you know, start creating their own reality if they don't want to. This work is about finding those people who feel called, and there are plenty of them. There are plenty of them who know on an intuitive level there is more to this. There's more to reality than this. I do have a sense, an intuitive sense, that I have some more control over this. You know, and those are the people that I enjoy working with. And, you know, the fearful people, they may find, you know, I may attract those people into my life. And hopefully it's because I have an opportunity to help them get over their fear, you know. But sometimes it may be just because, you know, maybe I've got a little thing about fear. Who knows? It's just, all I know is that I always attract appropriately. They always attract appropriately. I never know what they're going to do. I can't vibrate for somebody else. I can't attract for somebody else. And I can't know what anybody else is really vibrating, no matter what they say. They can tell me all day long, oh, I believe this, I want this, I want this, but I don't really know what's really going on. No one can possibly know what's really going on deep inside of another person at the vibrational level. So all we can do is, you know, interact through intuition and give them what we can and see what they do with it.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this, Bob. I know that you've got a wonderful program, and I've always loved the title. I've told you this many times. The whole title of your book and your program and your website, Wealth Beyond Reason. I love it. I wish I had come up with that, because that is so juicy. It just, in three words, sums up this whole belief that it's so cool to take on and wear. Wealth Beyond Reason. It just feels good. I love that.
Well, I appreciate it. Obviously, it has a double meaning. Obviously,
yeah.
You know, understanding the law of attraction, you truly can create an unreasonable amount of wealth in your life, financial and otherwise. And it's very important for some people, because some people have real stuff about money, you know, and wealth is not about money. It's about having the life that you truly desire. That's, you know, doing what you want to do when you want to do it. There's a million different ways to say it. And then, of course, you have to suspend reason most of the time to be able to attract, you know, to be able to work with these types of principles, because we're way too logical and, you know, so you have to suspend reason. So Wealth Beyond Reason is the name of the course, and it's what it's all about.
And it's the name of your book. Well, let me also ask you this. Now, if somebody went to your website, well, let's put it this way. There's a lot of people calling in right now from all over the planet, all looking to attract a new car. If they called you up and said, Bob, coach me in how to attract a new car, what would you tell them in, you know, 5, 6, 7 minutes? What would you give them as the condensed Wealth Beyond Reason course, or the top 5 or 6 tips? What would you tell them?
Well, the first thing I'd do is make sure they had a basic understanding of the law of attraction. So, and we already went over that. So I would just have that conversation a little bit. But then the next question I would ask is, why do you really want this car? So many people think they want stuff, big stuff, money, homes, because that's what they've grown up believing that they do, that they should want. You know, why do you really want this type of car? Is it because there's status involved? Is that really important to you? Is that a core desire? Or is it just, you know, you think that that's what signifies wealth? It's very, very important to understand what your core desires are. What is your true motivation for getting whatever it is that you want, and a car included? You know, and it's not that there's anything wrong with wanting however many features and razzle-dazzle you want. That's great. Just know, at least on some level, why that's important to you. Does it really light you up? Are you trying to impress somebody? And then how does that make you feel? See, all of that affects your vibration. If you're going after something like a big car or whatever, and it's not, you're not really comfortable with that, until you are, you're not going to attract it. So I would then say, okay, well, then we get to, why do you want this car? And if they say, well, maybe I don't want that car, and I don't want that, it's not about settling at all. It's not about saying, well, maybe I deserve a lesser car. I want them to have whatever they want to have. I just want to be clear that they really want it. That's all. So once they do, then I would do exactly what you did. Find pictures. Take a test drive. People are so intimidated to go into a place and drive a car that they don't believe that they can afford right now. And there's no, and as long as they are intimidated, believe me, you're not going to track that car.
Well, let me
listing it all over the place.
Let me quickly interrupt, because I think it's such a beautiful comment you just made about them being intimidated. If you really want to know what your beliefs are about having whatever new car that it is that you've said you wanted, go test drive it. Because suddenly when you start to think, uh-oh, I have to go in and I'm going to have to talk to a salesman and I'm going to have to get in the car and I'm going to have to test drive it, and I know when I pull back into the dealership after I've taken it around the block, they're going to try to actually sell it to me. All of your beliefs, if there are any, because you may not have any, but any and all beliefs that are in the way of you manifesting that car at that point are going to surface. And that's when you be grateful for those, because that's your opportunity to clear them.
Right, absolutely. And people are, and I've heard this comment too. They say, well, I feel like I'm lying because I can't afford that car. I go in there and I'm wasting their time. No, you're not wasting your time. You're in the process of attracting that automobile.
Yeah.
You do not have to know how. Because you know what's funny? Because I told you it took me a year or whatever. I went back to that same salesperson who I originally took the test drive with, and I bought the car from him. He was in no way wasting his time.
There you go.
He was no way wasting his time. So, and he, you know, he followed up with me over the course of that time, and, you know, so the whole thing. So I'd say go in there because you have to have that experience if you really, really want to attract it. If you're not going to go test drive it, you have to do something else. Either, you know, you got to nebulize it in some way, okay, to use your terminology, to really get into vibrational resonance with owning it. And then I would say learn that releasing process and start telling, using affirmations like I have this car. Nothing is going to bring up resistance more than using affirmations of something that does not appear to be your reality at this time. So if you're doing affirmations about how great it is to drive this car, or you're making lists around, you know, writing in the present tense and all of those things that affirmations are, and you feel that I'm lying to myself idea or resistance of how would I do this, that's the perfect time to go through the releasing process. Every little aspect of what comes up for you, you can release upon. And what you're doing is literally clearing an energetic pathway for the universe to, you know, zap it to you like a magnet. It's exactly like that. And I'll tell you this, some people freak out when it starts happening. You know, they see it happening, and then they start really freaking out. And then you tap again, or you release again. You do whatever. Every time something happens to you that feels the least bit off, anything that's not about you getting that thing right now, those feelings that are generated, you release on those because that is you, again, energetic pathway. You know, you're just putting up roadblocks every time you freak out when something starts to happen. And things will change in your life when you start implementing these principles. They absolutely must. You're changing your feelings. You're changing your vibration. Things will shift. They may seem to be falling apart, getting worse before they get better. It doesn't have to be that way, but sometimes it occurs that way. But worse, you know, then, you know, bad and good, it's all interpretation. If you see something that starts to happen, you go, oh, this is bad. I've learned this is bad. And you lock on to that, then you're going to attract more bad. You know, then it could cycle. So, you know, it's about being positive. It's about being excited, like Joe said. It's a fun process. Once you understand how it works, you know, at a level of science, then you can let go of the whole, you know, a lot of that resistance. And then you mix that with a technique like EFT or something else. You know, and then it's like, and then I guess the next step I would say to them, you know, it's really about releasing that resistance. Visit the thought of that car, maybe go test drive it again or whatever. You don't want to obsess on it because that's resistance. You know, some people say to look at your list every day. Some people say to look at it and forget it, you know, whatever. And I always tell them, well, what feels good to you? Does it excite you to look at your list, or does it feel like work to look at your list? If it feels like work, and if it's a constant reminder that it's not here yet, don't do it, you know. Then let it go, and when things come up, you know, release and all that.
I'm glad you said that, because I get the same kind of question about how often do I do this. And I don't have a pat, sweeping, generalized statement that says do it this way all the time. It is more of what you just said, what feels right to you. Maybe it does mean going to the online, BMW online, or the Jag, or the Mercedes, or the Volkswagen, or Honda. I don't know what it is for the people listening. There's all kind of cars out there, and I'm not a car specialist, so I'm tempted to open a car dealership with so many people wanting a new one. And the whole idea here is to come from this place of finding what works for you. I think the bottom line for me is that's more, this is even more the bottom line to this whole teleseminar, is that this whole thing is not about attracting a new car. This whole thing is about being happy now. That's what I'm really all about. My whole message, I think, is to get people connected to spirit. And that's your own connection to spirit through you. It's from the inside connected to the inside. It's all about being happy. All I'm trying to do with this Attract a New Car teleseminar is get your attention, show you how this works when you're connected to spirit, so that you can use it to manifest anything that you may want. You can attract anything that you can imagine. It's really up to you. There aren't any limits that I'm aware of. In an earlier interview I was doing, I was asked about this, and I said, you know, I do totally believe in the power of co-creating your reality. And at the same time, I feel like I just woke up to the fact and that I'm in the first grade. I'm still learning about how this whole process works. For me, it's all about not acquiring things, but connecting myself to spirit and from there saying, wouldn't it be fun if I had this car? Wouldn't it be fun if I went on this trip? Wouldn't it be fun if I weighed such and such amount? Wouldn't it be fun if I had this much money coming in? No attachment to it. No desperation to it, because I'm coming from that place of connection to spirit, and I'm already happy. If I'm already happy, I don't need any of the other stuff to happen. All I do is go for the other stuff, taking inspired action, acting on the opportunities that come my way, and trusting and remaining happy as I do all of it. That's my whole message in this whole teleseminar. Not get a new car, get happy.
Yeah, and I would say this. I would add this because it's an important thing that I truly believe with all of my heart. And if people can accept this about themselves, it gives them such freedom to create. You and this has been said by so many people. You have your desires for a reason. Your desires are there. They are unique to you because they are yours to have. They're not there to frustrate you. They're not there to be this carrot on a stick that you'll never get to drive yourself nuts for the rest of your life. That's not why we're here. You know, we're here with this incredible ability to attract the life we want, to have this incredible experience. We have this power, and we have these desires, which are unique to us, so that we will fulfill them. And that includes what you want to do with your life, what you feel your purpose and passions are, because there's nothing that's going to make you more attractive to what you want than discovering and allowing yourself to live your purpose and passions without expectation of, oh, I don't think I can make any money doing that. No, forget all that. You're here to do something, and you know what it is on some level, or you're resisting that knowledge, and you can release on that too and tap into your purpose. Once you do that, you'll literally become such a super magnet to what you want, you'll wonder how you ever struggled with it in the first place.
Beautiful, Bob. We're running out of time here, so I want to make sure that everybody knows to go to your website. I absolutely, totally endorse everything Bob's doing. I have his book. I know his course. I know him. All of it is fantastic. You've already heard enough to know this guy knows what he's talking about. So go to Wealth Beyond Reason, WealthBeyondReason.com, www.wealthbeyondreason.com, Bob Doyle. Bob, do you have any final words here?
Yes, Joe. I want to give everybody listening $50 off the tuition of the program.
Oh, fantastic.
And the way that you do that is there's a discount code on that form, and just write Joe Vitale. All lowercase, please, but uppercase will work. But Joe Vitale, and $50 will be taken off on your receipt. I just wanted that to be a gift for you because I've known you forever and so on and so forth. And
thank you.
It's a great opportunity to be here, and I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you, Bob. All right, I'm going to say a few words here to wrap up. Well, folks, that was number two in our teleseminar series on how to attract a new car. We're doing another one next Wednesday, same time, same place. I will have a surprise guest. I will, of course, as I mentioned earlier, have Brad Yates come back on for a brief time to talk about clearing using the EFT process. He did a little bit of that last week. I gave out his website. I'll send it out to you again. I'll also send a reminder email to everybody listening on this live call about all the websites we talked about, including Bob's and Kevin's and Brad's and Carol Tuttle's and all of that. So if you missed writing them down, they will be showing up. Remember that there is a website where you can go and post your story. Tell us what you're looking for so we can all as a group support each other. We can send our energy in the same direction. So that's at attractorfactor.com/calls, C-A-L-L-S, attractorfactor.com/calls. And again, I'll send that as an email to you. And I'm pretty sure I mentioned last week, but in case I didn't, Jason Mangrum and Sky, his wife, created software that will help you manifest what you want. It's at usemanifestsoftware.com. I should say this is free, so there's no charge to go use it. www.usemanifest, M-A-N-I-F-E-S-T, software, S-O-F-T-W-A-R-E.com, usemanifestsoftware.com. It walks you through the five steps in the attractor factor and makes it easy for you to implement all of them. And also I want to mention, if you have not gotten the book yet, all I can say is the demand was fantastic. The book sold out twice. It went out of print in one day. The publisher scrambled to get it back in print. Amazon ordered more books. Barnes & Noble ordered more books. The book's already, I think, in its third edition. So all of the books should be on the way to you, if not actually in your hands. So I hope you have it soon because the whole teleseminar is based on it. So with that said, I think I'll unmute the call to see if anybody has anything to say, and I'm going to do that as soon as I figure out what number I'm supposed to press here. I'm going to do it right now.
Thanks, Joe.
Well, once once again, I couldn't make out a word. I did hear a few thank yous there. And I do know that we're at the hour, so our time is up. Thank you. A lot of you got up early, like overseas, and a lot of you called in from other states and doing other things. I'm very flattered that you made the time to be on this call with me and Bob and Kevin and so forth. I look forward to next Wednesday and talking about in teleseminar number 3, how to attract your new car. Until then, have a great evening, and thanks, everybody, for listening. I love you all. Bye.